Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. If you are a parent, you for sure know that the financial world that your kids are growing up in is different from the one that you experienced when you left the nest. It's just different today than it was before. Many parents, because of the ridiculous cost of living, the ridiculous cost of housing, are getting much more engaged in the financial lives of their children. And there's actually a new phrase for this, which I hadn't heard of. It is called the snowplow parent. The idea being that you kind of push these obstacles out of the way for your kids. Good thing, bad thing. We're going to talk about the idea and maybe some of the pros and cons. Our guest is Teresa J.W. Bailey. She is a certified financial planner and president of the Nashville office at Waddell & Associates. She joins us from Nashville, Tennessee today. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thank you for having me.
I had not heard this term. What does this term snowplow parents actually mean?
Well, I think it really has come into popular conversation lately because so many children are either boomeranging back, which we've heard that term for a long time, or staying in the family home much, much longer. And there has been a movement towards sort of snowplowing all of life's troubles out of the way and making things much easier, which interestingly enough could be because maybe this generation of parents feels like they had it too hard, or this generation of children maybe also has it too hard. Who knows where it's coming from?
There are certain places where I completely get it. I live in Toronto. The price of a house here is ridiculous. And we know that many, many families whose the parents can afford it are underwriting a down payment on a home. But when you talk about this term, it sounds like pushing the obstacles away can go even further than this. What are some things that you've heard of in your experience or with your clients, actions that parents are taking that maybe they would not have taken a generation ago?
I see an interesting trend where we're doing financial planning, and previously in the start of the financial planning process, we planned for expenses for children to drop off after college. So I'm helping, and then there's a cliff. Now, especially in the older sort of early 50s generation, now there's a desire to help with the grandchildren, the very young grandchildren, the daycare costs, maybe the young private schools. So where we assumed there would be a drop in expenses and maybe a catch up in saving for their own retirement, they're lengthening that help after college to include the next generation as well.
You, I am sure, have to sometimes check your own parenting advice or morality at the door and listen to what your clients actually want. What are some of the things that you would at least listen for, if not speak to, but listen for in terms of the cons of this type of approach, snowplow parenting?
Yeah, I think I'm really listening to what's the reason they're helping, right? I think if it's general fulfillment of, I would rather spend money on those I love now where I can see them enjoy it. That's something that, okay, we're going to work really hard and make this work short-term and long-term for you. If it is a, you know, need to connect or a fear of something that also leaves, you know, my client in a position to be less financially safe in their future, then, you know, we've really got to dial back. And, you know, it's the whole airplane conversation of you've got to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help others around you.
How do you help people think that through in a way that is tangible and visceral, but also gives them what they may want to make a difference for this next generation? I mean, that's a tough conversation to have to say, listen, I get it. You want to contribute to the down payment. You may not be able to afford long-term care in your old age.
That's where the financial planning process and actually looking at, you know, cash flow year over year from the current age through age 90, it's really difficult to look at a mountain chart that's falling off a cliff and you're running out of money at age 75 and not really think seriously about, okay, can I really afford this $30,000 lump sum to help my child now if it means I'm going to be looking to them to cash flow my nursing home care down the road?
I am sure you have a good amount of exposure to that next generation. Either you've met them directly, maybe some of them are even your clients. There are pros and cons to parents engaging in the financial lives of their children, but one of the cons can be a delay at the time in which they learn the things that they really need to know in order to be financially independent. Weigh in on that notion. Am I making it too big a deal?
Oh, for them to get involved, you know, it's, you know, the school of hard knocks, right?
Yeah.
Like so many of us learn from experience. And I think there is something to be said for if, you know, children in their late 20s, especially in early 30s, who are nesting at home very comfortably and being helped, you know, there's not the eating ramen noodles, how do I make this work? Panic about your
children. Clearly, we were born in the same year and went to college at the same time, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
I mean, I became a financial advisor because I lost my scholarship. And I thought, well, I should probably learn about money because I'm about to take on a lot of debt. Because I had a hard knocks dad who said, you know, that maybe wasn't a wise decision. You're on your own, kid.
Wow. That is kind of harsh when you put it that way. Do you wish that he had been a snowplow parent for you?
No, I love my career. It worked out really, really well for me, really well. And he was a single dad. Everybody has their own experience. I'm certainly grateful that I was placed, you know, into the frying pan, as they say, and I had to figure out how to deal with it all. But I have a daughter. I'm very compassionate towards not wanting to see your children suffer. Nobody wants that. But if you have a capable child who can get out there on their own and you maybe haven't saved enough for your later years, you know, some tough love could be in order there.
What role do you think parents have in terms of, sure, they may cut the check on some of these expenses or the down payment, but you would hope that a part of that, that wouldn't exclude the wisdom that they have gleaned through their own life experience on how to do these sorts of things.
Meaning, what is the role parents have in teaching their children about financial acumen?
That's it.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting. A lot of my clients reach out to me for me stepping in to help them provide that advice, because it's so different when our parents tell us to do something that's a good habit or something that's better from us. But when it comes from a professional or an outside source, it just carries a different weight. You know, some of us maybe had parents where we thought they were always right and we always did what they asked. Most of us, though, I think it was very different. Very, very different. So instilling good financial habits, you know, a lot of it can be observed at the kitchen table or your office, what your children have seen. But I do think that there has to be some intentionality as young adults transition into having their own, you know, personal bookkeeping and investment decision.
What have you noticed about strings? So as you have clients who have decided to be snowplowed, decided to provide money for their kids, have there been pitfalls? Have they got wrapped up in the web of a relationship dynamic that isn't super healthy for either party?
Yeah, I see that, you know, strings are definitely attached in many, many situations. You know, I think it kind of starts out with the cell phone bill. Like, well, if I keep paying their cell phone bill, then, you know, they're going to call me. Yeah. Money
I
is
get that. I have
motivator.
A 14-year-old. I'll probably pay their cell phone bill forever just so they'll call me.
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, you get into that, and then house down payment. Where it gets funky is, in my opinion, when you're helping your adult child who is then married, and there are so many other players that are entering the conversation, and then it's almost like you're dipping your toe into a marital relationship, and there's a lot of friction that can come from that. Because when a parent's trying to retain control of their child's behavior, who now has a spouse, I mean, that's just a lot of uncomfortable moments ahead.
an impossible question, but what advice would you have on helping a client determine what the cutoff should be, either life stage or age? I know it differs for everybody.
Oh, yeah. I think this is when a good coach or therapist can come into play to help you. No, I'm not.
Did you
even
just
kidding.
Absolve yourself of responsibility here? That with that question,
family dynamics is. I mean, it's so much a part of financial planning. There are some financial advisors that can help you get to that answer, but I think It's a delicate balance. You have to understand, you have to know thyself and know thy child. And that's a big ask.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be a snow shoveler versus this, like just a little around the deck. I'll do the deck and that's about it.
I think that's
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's a great topic and there's tough calls for parents out there. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bruce.
Teresa J.W. Bailey is a certified financial planner. She is also the president of the Nashville office of Waddell & Associates. She was here to talk about snowplow parenting.